This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. Every time I see a headline about a massive problem in a state, I just know when I read the article it's going to be about Oregon. And most of the time it is. Here's the latest outrage about our poor state. Remember back in 2020, voters in the state voted on Measure 110, labeled the Drug Addiction Treatment and Recovery Act. Well, Oregon voters approved the measure with just 58% voting in favor. What did it say? Well, it made possession of small amounts of hard drugs the equivalent of a traffic ticket with a $100 fine. What kind of drugs, you say? How about heroin, methamphetamine, cocaine, and the rampant killer drug fentanyl? What? That's nuts, you say. And you're right. But our ever-increasing liberal citizens, particularly in the Willamette Valley and now in Bend, voted in favor of this new law. The result, as you can imagine, has been chaos. Headline of the story, Oregon's new drug decriminalization effort is a tragedy. In the story, it describes the streets of downtown Portland as being an open-air drug market. That's nice, isn't it? So now if you're caught with these hard drugs in your possession, the police will write you a ticket for $100. No arrests, no jail time, nothing. Just a $100 ticket. Now, if that wasn't bad enough, these liberal lawmakers also put in the bill, if you get the ticket and will call the designated helpline for a health review, they'll just waive the ticket for you. That's right, a phone call and a few minutes of your time, and voila, your ticket is null and void and off you go. To get the liberal way of thinking, this law would make ticketed individuals call the helpline and do the health assessment, which would then result in a conclusion they needed help, which would then have the individual voluntarily go into rehab and become a model citizen when they came out. Talk about a pipe dream. No pun intended. So here are the hard facts from this wacko law. The state issued 2,576 tickets for drug possession through the end of May. 2,576 tickets. 75% of those resulted in conviction, primarily because they didn't show up in court. Of the 2,576 people ticketed, just 116 even bothered to call the number. Worse yet, our illustrious state legislators have allocated $300 million of your tax dollars to this wacky idea. $300 million. If you divide that by 116 people, that's like $2.6 million for each drug user that chooses to call in. Plus, like all government programs, of the $300 million budgeted, only 10% has actually been allocated and spent so far. Think about wacky programs like this when you cast your ballot in the upcoming November election. It is way past time to clean house in Salem and get some responsible representation up there. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.